just the fact that it was my first time in a wetsuit. It was my first time trying to get onto a board. I had a fear of moving water anyway because I almost drowned on a river when I was a teenager. So I felt like there was a lot to overcome. I had the kind of upbringing where, as the daughter of immigrants who lost everything when they came over and had to start over again, really were concerned about survival and being able to support your family, and legitimately felt that anything that distracted you from doing well in school and doing well in your career and providing for your family, those things, especially if they were risky, you know, were irresponsible. I kind of felt like, gosh, anyone who would spend a lot of time trying to learn how to surf, which has no societal value, so like, why would you spend time and energy pursuing that? And, you know, then to like do it in the winter is just, you know, that's just insane.
But you went out and you did it anyway. Something that stands out to me about the obstacles that you chose to face in your book is that in order to be successful at taking a risk, three things stood out to me. One is that you need people to support you. Another one is once you do it, it's done. And three, you will always have a great story to tell either way.
I think that it can help very much to either have someone who feels the same way as you do, who has similar fears, and who is on the cusp of wanting to break out of that, where you can really take each other's hands and like just go. So the very first fear I tried to face was because my daughter was scared to jump off the diving board at camp, and the counselors had said to me, it would be really helpful if you could talk to her about it. And in talking to her about it, I realized that that's really all I do is talk. Like, I talk the talk. I say, go out, try, don't worry what other people think. I'm not so good at walking the walk, and I had never really learned how to dive off a diving board myself. And so when I thought, you know what, I'm actually going to try to learn how to do this, and I found a friend, an old college friend, who felt the same way. And we made each other do it. We went and cheered each other on, and it was a wonderful feeling afterward to have shared that. Since I've taken like groups of people who are afraid of heights, I took a group out to a ropes course, and these are people who did not know each other, but by the end, you feel very bonded. They say that when you're scared, it's a much more bonding experience than when you're comfortable.
What do you think would have happened if you had decided to say, you know what, I'm going to make sure that my child does know how to swim or knows how to dive, but I'm just going to stay back and I will be that cheerleader. And that's just my role. What if you had chosen to stay complacent?
I don't think that we need to do everything that our kids do. You can't spread yourself so thin. There's only so much energy that you've got. But if there are things where it would open up your life, those things are absolutely worth pursuing. And if I had always said to myself, you know what, I'm just not comfortable at the beach, and I'm just going to live with that because that's just the way I am, well, then that's a lot of life that I would have suffered through. The work in order to face the fear, it's a commitment. It's a lot of work, but the payoff comes. You know, it's like nothing ventured, nothing gained. So I really encourage people to just one thing at a time, like pick one thing that you feel you have sidelined yourself for no particularly real reason. So if you can look at your reasons and see if they're actually real and pertinent and current, and if they're not, then let it go. Like, let that old story go and replace it with, I'm capable of learning. So if I'm capable of learning, I can try and see where this takes me.